Mini episode 471 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by the Pullins Group, delivering public affairs, consulting, and marketing services for small businesses trying to grow. Follow them on the web at PullinsGroup.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 471 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com insider for our 11th season covering the NFL. This is your week 4 recommendation for fantasy football starters. We've got some preface notes that we'll be delivering every week. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether or not to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a great stroke of luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. Now, in very shallow leagues, you can pick up potential impact players off the waiver wire, but you hardly need a fantasy football industry source to tell you to do that. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Okay, here's our list of constants for the season. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys. You leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. There are three quarterbacks, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, and Drew Brees. There are 12 running backs, Jamal Charles, Shady McCoy, Adrian Peterson, Matt Forte, Marshawn Lynch, Monty Ball, Eddie Lacy, Alfred Morris, Arian Foster, Doug Martin, DeMarco Murray, and Giovanni Bernard. There are 8 wide receivers, Megatron, Demaryius Thomas, A.J. Green, Dez Bryant, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, Antonio Brown, and Julio Jones. There are 5 tight ends, Jimmy Graham, Julius Thomas, Vernon Davis, Jordan Cameron, and Rob Gronkowski. With the gimmies out of the way, in a moment, a look at the more marginal picks for this week. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Would you walk us through a typical day for you?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah. I just stare at my desk. But it looks like I'm working. I do that for probably another hour after lunch, too. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Remember, our recommendations for the Thursday NFL games are always up on our Twitter account at the FDH Lounge. We like 10 QBs this week. Jay Cutler, Joe Flacco, Nick Foles, Colin Kaepernick, Andrew Luck, Philip Rivers, Tony Romo, Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, and Matt Stafford. We like 15 running backs. Le'Veon Bell, Reggie Bush, Niall Davis, Frank Gore, Fred Jackson, Steven Jackson, Chris Johnson, Lamar Miller, Trent Richardson, Stephen Ridley, Bishop Sankey, C.J. Spiller, Darren Sproles, Pierre Thomas, and Shane Vereen. We like 17 wide receivers. Keenan Allen, Kelvin Benjamin, Anquan Boldin, Randall Cobb, Marcus Colston, Brandon Cooks, Michael Crabtree, Julian Edelman, DeAndre Hopkins, Vincent Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, Jordy Nelson, Cordarrelle Patterson, Steve Smith, Torrey Smith, Sammy Watkins, and Reggie Wayne. We like 6 tight ends. Martellus Bennett, Zach Ertz, Antonio Gates, Greg Olson, Delanie Walker, and Jason Witten. There are 3 teams that we've labeled as all out, meaning that we don't like any of their players: Oakland, Jacksonville, and the New York Jets. Conversely, we have 1 all-in team, Chicago, meaning that we like all of their marginal players in addition to the gimmies. And the following teams are on the bye: Arizona, Cincinnati, Denver, St. Louis, Jacksonville, Seattle, and Cleveland. Every week, we also recommend 5 of these players as especially strong, and this week's slate includes Andrew Luck, Philip Rivers, Aaron Sproles, Brandon Cooks, and Vincent Jackson. Thanks for checking us out. Again, for a more comprehensive look at this year's fantasy football season, download our free guide, Fantasy Football Draftology 2014 at FantasyDraftHelp.com. You can check out Fantasy Hockey Draftology 2014 for the NHL this season, and you can soon download this year's Fantasy Hoops Guide as well. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with superstars such as Rick Bucher, Kenny Albert, and Bobby Kimball from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.